Yeah, it's Wine on EVR to keep it dull show. We interrupt the Nicki Minaj record because we got the homie Currency on the phone.
Yo, what's good, baby?
Spitter.
I'm good, chilling.
What's up,
baby? He's eating some ice cream, got a little Ben and Jerry's, chilling.
That's because you smoke a lot of that stuff, so you get the munchies, man. That's what
that's the side effect of that right there. What's the name of this right here? What do I have?
This is called Keep It Thorough, my friend. Keep It Thorough.
No, I'm asking the name of this ice cream I got. What's this one
there? Oh, the ice cream.
I got double chocolate fudge brownie going on right here.
There you go. That sounds tasty. That sounds tasty. Is that your favorite snack of choice?
Well, as of late, ice cream has been one of the staples in bus life etiquette.
But you're still a skinny nigga, though. Like, you probably don't get away.
I don't know. I'm just chilling. Ice cream's not a real thing. Like, this little cup, bro, like, ice cream's not a real thing.
You also, you're the Stone Immaculate. That's what's most important, man.
June 5th,
man.
Yep.
So I heard you got that from some Jim Morrison thing. You listen to The Doors, man? You up on
all
that, man?
Yeah, man, Jim Morrison, man.
Tell the white people about that, man. There's white people that listen to my show. Tell them all about Jim Morrison, man. What makes him cool?
I think they know it, y'all. but honestly, if you just pull up The Doors album and see, you know what I'm saying, if it's something you can deal with. Yeah, because I cannot even let anything fall on deaf ears, you know what I'm saying, in respect to what I felt like their music stands for and all. That's why, for people who might not even grasp it, that's why I feel like I translated, because I brought a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I fuck with that music enough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how did you
feel? Some people I can't really play that stuff, you know, I wouldn't dare play the music around.
How did you first connect to it? Must have been a special white lady in your life?
No, man. It wasn't even like that. I think the first song I heard was Light My Fire.
Okay, that's a big one.
And I think just how long the song was, how much of it was like not vocal.
Yeah.
It was crazy to me because they were a band and I was like, yo, they're pretty much just doing whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And they were like major in the industry, so I'm like, that's kinda what I wanna do. Like, not work within the guidelines of like do shit how it's supposed to do, but still be viable on that level. That's why like I never really wanted to be like mainstream, but like you take the deal to be able to compete, but then you prove that you don't have to fit into a cookie cutter, you know, to do shit.
Yeah. Do you think it was your destiny to be independent in the way you are? Because, you know, obviously people that know your history know you were cool with big movements in the past in hip-hop, like No Limit, Cash Money. But ultimately now it's about Jet Life and it's all about you. So almost looking back on it, were you kind of destined for just this independence?
I believe so, because I was in situations where I could soak up game as far as running a company. But I also realized that I didn't want to be like so much. So I didn't want to be at like an entry level or some shit like that. I needed my own, because I saw how I would run shit just off watching how somebody else would run theirs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much picking up from their mistakes, but just not even if they make mistakes, just seeing that, oh, well, I would do this like this because I would prefer such and such outcome, you know, from that.
Yeah.
So that way I just knew, rather than me try to make waves in any system with my ideas, I would fucking create my own, you know?
No, and you've done that, and the independent grind led to the deal with Warner Brothers. So this is like, so in the Mac, it's like your second big album with them, right? And I see this one's more
as far as they're concerned, this is my first album. Bernie's was more so a mixtape EP, you know, just to welcome me to the umbrella, just, you know what I'm saying? I was just working, you know, letting them know how I get out.
No.
But this is like my first studio album, you know.
Yeah, and there's like a lot of big collaborations. The first singles with Wale. You guys balled out. You guys balled out in the airport on that one. We saw that.
Yeah, we did a little bit of something. And me and Daz got one. Me and 2 Chainz joint just came out yesterday, but not the video. We still editing the video. Me and Crit and Wiz got something bubbling. I'm gonna shoot a video for that joint in a second, along with Stale Records. I got 2 Justice League joints, so I can't let neither one of those go without the proper video treatment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're a little cinematic.
Yeah, man, I got some things to do, so it's going to be cool.
Yeah, and isn't something you did with Wayne, too? Is that going to be on the album?
Yeah, that's a remix to one of the joints, man. So as they come out, then that information would be more pertinent. Right now, you know homies on the joint, but you don't know which one.
We'll just take our guesses then.
Yeah, it's all good.
No, but what made you decide to do so many collaborations? I saw somewhere you were saying that, you know, the label asked you, you know, who you'd want to work with, but what made you decide to take that route and want to collab with so many different artists?
Just because I knew this one would be under the scope. You know, I knew people were like, all right, Warner Brothers is saying this is his album. Let's check it out. And I figured like now would be the time for me to give, you know, I might well hustle with some of the friends that I have in the industry. And, you know, as long as I have been doing my thing, I've been independent and just working with my friends immediately, who was like right around the corner from me, whoever could make it to the house in time, like that's who I would get verses from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, nah, I might as well play ball, you know.
Yeah,
because I know it's gonna be all kind of read ups, and I'm talking to you about it and all that shit. So I need to have something to say rather than me say, well, yeah, it's just me, you know, just talking about Chevys and weed, you know, doing my thing. You know, at least I get to say what shit I got for Pharrell on and 2 Chainz and blah blah blah. You know, what's going down. All that stuff is good stuff. All that good album stuff, you know.
All that good album promo stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
Sell this motherfucker, man. Let's sell this thing.
You know how it is, man.
Now you
trying to get a Lambo. I'm trying to get this.
Okay, Murcielago.
When I get off the road, man.
No, you got to get you a jet, man. You live in jet life. We got to get you a jet.
Nah, I'm getting that in a boat. I'm gonna get this lamb in this boat when I get off the road. So, you know, we gotta sell some records, man.
Gotta sell some records, man. You gotta.
So with that said, Stone the Magazine, June 5th, Best Buy, iTunes.
He's so focused.
You know what I'm saying?
How's Joey IE going over to Def Jam? Has that affected you at all?
Nah, it only makes me sad because he's my friend and I won't get to smoke his office out. He had a cool balcony and I used to be able to just throw it down over there. So it's not gonna be cool, you know.
You can just come to Def Jam and do it. He'll let you come by.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But how often will I be at Def Jam if I'm hustling with Warner?
That's true. You got to stay focused.
Now I get a deal for Young Roddy or Trademark or somebody and sign one of them for a couple albums to Def Jam. Then, yeah, I'll be over there, you know, in a different capacity, maybe with some slacks. Smoking a joint.
Yeah, explain that real quick. Explain to people that don't know Jet Life, your imprint, and, you know, like you said, some of your artists. Like, explain your side. You're the boss of that movement.
Yeah, man. I don't even like. You know, we're all the boss because I'm not really like that. It's not a dictatorship or no Hitler shit over here. Everybody's like in control of their own destinies. You write your own checks around here. Like, if you hustle, then you know you parking some shit at your house. If you're not hustling, you know, you just around. You know, but you write your own ticket. So, you know, that's pretty much how it works over there. Cause that's the same way, you know, that I had to get mine. I could still be where I was.
Yeah. What made you stay so determined? I mean, you had so many ups and downs, and, you know, you're about 10 years in.
I seen people with so much shit, man. Like, when I got, like, a Camaro, fucking Silk the Shock, I had a Ferrari.
Damn it.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, this was things that I was able to put my hands on. Like, you know, that had a Bentley. Now it's like a Red Label. And that was like my favorite car. So this was shit that I was able to put my hands on. So I couldn't not ever have it because I had already sat and touched that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't handle that shit. So I knew how to, like, they got it from making words rhyme, so I could do that. So I just wasn't going to stop until I had this shit.
Yeah.
I'm still in the process of collecting everything that I fucking swore to have.
Yeah.
No, I know it's not about material things, but at the end of the day, like, it partially is, because those things are, like, trophies.
And you
need stuff you put, that's just stuff you put in the display case, you know. It don't really mean shit, but it means shit. It's about what you had to do to get it, you know.
Yeah, and your name is currency, shit. You know what I mean? Used with no limit, cash money, all the big ballin' southern motherfuckers that was really putting it down. You know?
Yeah, man. You know? So, shit, I sat in many a passenger seat, like, you know what I'm saying? You get a ride to the studio and shit like that. I fucking, you know.
I wanted to know what it was like. When you was with Wayne, he didn't really have the Young Money thing official. And then, like, later on, now, obviously, it's taking off. So, you never look back on that and regret that maybe if you would have stayed a little longer, that would have been put in play?
No. Yeah. What would I have to regret from that? If I was there, then I wouldn't be here and my friends would be where they are.
Yeah.
Like, how would I get my friends in position if I wasn't in position in jail life? I think, like, that's all good, because those are still my homies. Like, Wayne's still my homie, Main's still my homie, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to do this because I got people that's attached to me, you know? I got shit I have to,
yeah, you
have to put in position.
Yeah, you in a leadership position.
Like, my homies is nice, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
I had to do some shit.
No doubt. And why do you think the situation with Dame didn't work out when you was with Dame Dash?
Nah, it didn't even so much not work out. Just that you got to do more things, like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, my situation and my goal is to get my company straight and get my homies in position. And the way to do that is to keep doing bigger things. So
yeah.
What could I do when the bigger thing, you know what I'm saying,
came into
view to where I still was able to hustle the way I wanted to?
Yeah.
I would be a fool.
Yeah. I saw something on Twitter. Did you end up giving J. Cole that rock chain, or you still got that?
Nah, man. Come on, man.
We need some.
I'm working that out with homie anyway, so don't hold me
true. No doubt. And yeah. It's really about Jet Life and what you got going on, man. I'm excited, man. Like you said, that I saw you on Twitter also saying that 2 Chainz record's getting a tremendous reaction. I'm going to get that on right now. That's Capital,
yeah, man.
Right?
Well, yeah, drop that for me, man. Capital, man. Me and 2 Chainz, man. Run that, man.
Yeah, I'm going all free. You gave us free so far. You gave us the Capital. You gave us What It Looked Like, and you gave us Fast Cars and Fast Women.
All right, yeah, come on, man. Let's do it. Trifecta, man. Let's do it.
Spin
run
a trifecta.
All that shit, man. Run it out, man.
I appreciate you reaching out, homie.
It's all good, baby.
All right, peace. Why on the EVR? Keep it thorough.